Nicole Miller and Amy Weber fight back tears as they share their sister's story.
We hope that women hear this message, and if they're being strangled and this type of abuse in their relationships, that they'll get help and get out while they can.
Their sister, Monica Weber Jeter, was attacked and strangled by her husband, Andre Jeter, last January. Andre was charged with a misdemeanor and spent 11 days in jail. 9 months later, Andre allegedly struck again, only this time he's accused of stabbing Monica to death in her sleep. Jeter is still waiting for a trial. Monica's sister Amy says that first strangling attack should have been taken more seriously and put Andre behind bars for a lot longer.
I think the obvious thing to me is that if he would have been convicted of a felony, he may have been in prison on October 8th when he stabbed her. But instead, he was out after 11 days.
Representatives Stephanie Kunze and Michael Stinziano want to change that kind of problem for the future. Kunze, a Republican from Hilliard, and Stinziano, a Democrat from Columbus, introduced a bill that would make strangulation a second or third degree felony, depending on the situation. That comes with up to 8 years in prison. Stinziano says it's about buying the victim more time.
It's getting that abuser away from the victim, and providing it as a felony versus a misdemeanor provides that time.
With more time, Kunze says victims can connect themselves to the right resources to get help and protection.
If you're in a position where you've been being controlled by someone who supposedly loves you, and you know you're in a different mental state, and you need some help that is bigger than yourself.
It's important to take strangulation seriously, according to Kunze. She says if someone is strangled by a domestic partner, they're 7 times more likely to be murdered. Strangulation could already be considered as assault with a possible felony charge. But Nancy Nalen, with the Ohio Domestic Violence Network, said the proposed change will encourage law enforcement to take strangling cases more seriously, something that has already started happening in other states with tougher strangulation laws.
They're starting to look for signs of strangulation or ask about strangulation. We've seen victims getting better medical attention, having these kinds of injuries documented so prosecutors can move forward with these kinds of charges.
In another step to chip away at the domestic violence crisis, 2 Democratic representatives have introduced a measure that would protect people who are in serious relationships, but not married, living together, or have a child together. That provision would extend the right for a civil protection order to a victim of abuse from a partner they were dating. Meanwhile, the state is reviewing its criminal code to cut down on the amount of people it sends to prison. A coalition of liberal and conservative groups has called on lawmakers to stop proposing bills that would increase penalties until the review is finished. Kunze and Stinziano say they respect the current work of the Recodification Commission and that they talked to some of the members about their proposal. But in the end, Stinziano said this is a measure that can't be put on hold.
Because the strangulation is an indication of a homicide, we don't think, because lives are at stake, we should be waiting.
And it's something Nicole Miller is convinced could have helped her sister Monica.
Him being in jail extra time would have been able to give her the courage to reach out and find the resources, because it's just one of those things where somebody may not leave because they don't necessarily know where to go, who they can turn to, what can be done. They just feel stuck.
The idea of strangulation as a felony is not exclusive to domestic assault. It can be applied to anyone, such as someone who puts another person in a chokehold during a fight. But the legislators said their bill is simply a tool for law enforcement and prosecutors to use at their discretion, and that the felony charge does not automatically apply. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.